Blog Talk Radio.
Joy. Hello, everyone. I'm Lauren Leibowitz, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. It's Thursday, January 27th, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles. And I want to thank you for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you, so please give a call to listen in live or to ask questions at 347-857-2710. Or you can also email us here at blogtalk at goodvibeexperience@gmail.com. That's goodvibe, V-I-B, as in boy, E, experience, at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you today because we have a very, very special guest today, and we're going to learn the secrets to look and feel beautiful at any age. And I'm just going to have paper and pencil handy because I know I need to take a few notes myself. So my guest today, with over 30 years' experience as a makeup artist for television, film, print, commercials, and videos, Bobby Joy has brought her expertise to the every woman. Voted Best Brows in L.A. by Los Angeles and Allure magazines, and Best Makeup Lessons by InStyle, Bobby has a special talent of helping you become the best you that you can't be. I can't wait to learn. We're going to learn all these face-forward techniques that Bobby has used on the thousands of famous faces who have walked the red carpet at the Emmys and the Oscars. So please welcome the beautiful Bobby Joy.
Hey, Bobby. Hi, Lauren. Hi. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Ah. It's a pleasure. I've been hounding you, the paparazzi, to get you on the show, and you know, persistence does matter.
And it pays off.
It does. It does. And so I'm glad that you can take time out of dealing with other faces to speak to this one particular face. So this is very exciting. I want to talk about, because we had we've been friends for a while, and we were talking earlier about, I guess, the game of beauty and how to really look and feel beautiful at any age. And I wanted to get, what is your philosophy on beauty?
Well, you know, I could sound like everyone else that says beauty comes with it from within, but you need a little help also from the outside. And I think a lot of women, they start out with the idea in mind that, you know, they're young and we all have our flaws, and some of us are very accepting of our flaws and some of us aren't. But what I notice the most, and my philosophy is that no matter how little time you have, you can always do something to make yourself look and feel better about yourself.
You know, that's a very good point. I remember as a kid, my mother said to me, Lauren, before you go out of the house, make sure you at least have a little mascara and lip gloss.
Yeah, I think that, you know, one of the things that I do when women come in and they talk to me, and first thing I do is I ask them what it is that they actually do. Do they work? Are they mothers? Do they, you know, stay-at-home mothers? Do they have a serious kind of dress-up job, or is it more casual? And how much time they're willing to spend, because I have a five-minute routine and I have a half-hour routine. Most people don't want to spend a half an hour, and as I tell them, the more you do it, the faster you get at it. But it is kind of a zen experience to wake up every morning and kind of do the same thing over and over again and get good at it. And so that you, when you leave the house, not only do you feel good about yourself, but those who meet you and see you feel a certain sense that you like yourself, that you feel good about yourself, and that you're projecting that to the world.
That's true, and I guess I've often said this on my show before, that I think that there is somewhat of a dumbing of America, that in a sense there is one particular uniform that a lot of people wear. It's jeans, it's a very casual T-shirt, you know, jeans with holes. There's no sense of pride is gone, and so I guess that also goes for women who just don't even throw themselves together with a little makeup at all.
Yeah, well, there's my philosophy about that is that a lot of women don't want to stay in the game. Either it's too much work, they feel like it's too much work, or they say to themselves, well, I've got the husband, I've got the family, I'm too old, I can't do it anymore, or, you know what, I don't want to take the time, so I'll cut my hair short and a little, no-nonsense haircut, wear sensible shoes, and kind of be like Pat it was on Saturday Night Live, where you're not sure, you know, if there's any sexuality there anymore. So I think that, the whole issue of us looking for a good life has to include something about taking care of oneself throughout the years. And as the years go on, you change certain things about yourself, but not to the degree where you wind up not caring anymore.
That's true, but I find it interesting how you liken beauty to a game, that when that young woman finally meets the guy or the partner, that the whole game, so to speak, is over of wearing something that's attractive or sexy or putting on the makeup. I find that very interesting.
Well, I'll tell you a story. It's actually something that actually took place. I had a very lovely young girl that was coming to me. She was dating. She was looking for Mr. Right. She thought he was going to come along on a white horse. And as she was going through this process, she would come to me, get her eyebrows done, get her makeup done, buy certain things, learn how to do it so that she could go out on her dates and look beautiful. And then she finally meets who she thinks is Mr. Right, and she's very excited, and it's party here and going out there, and she's really into herself. She then gets married and is very excited about the wedding and so forth. After the wedding, she gets pregnant, and I see her, and everything's wonderful, and she's taking good care of herself. And about maybe 8-9 months later, I see her again, and she looks like she just rolled out of bed. And I said, what happened to you? And she's, well, you know, I have a child now. I said, yeah. And I said, so when you get up in the morning, you look like this? And she says, well, yeah. And she says, but I'm only going to the park with my child. I said, okay. And your husband kisses you goodbye, and he goes to work, right? And she says, yes. And I said, and then how about when he comes home at night? She says, well, I'm kind of the same way. And I said, you mean you don't even really put makeup on or do anything? She said, no, not really, but because I'm just with my child. I said, well, let me ask you a question. You know the woman at work with the short skirt and the high heels who's looking for the guy? She must be looking pretty good to your husband right about now. And she looked at me and she said, I never really thought about it that way. And I said, well, she's looking to do the same thing that you did, except now that you've had you've gotten what you're looking for, now what do you think? You just can drop the ball? And she said, no, and you know what? To tell you the truth, I'm really not into sex either. And I said, well, that's very interesting. I said, because where might you think he'd be getting it? And she kind of freaked out. And the next time I saw her, she told me that she really gave it some thought and thought to herself, boy, I better make a 360, because you don't know. Men are very visual people, and whether they tell you they don't like makeup or not, the fact of the matter is when they meet you, that's how you look. So I think at any age, we do have to really keep up what we started and not just let it go and then be surprised when our spouse or boyfriend or whomever loses interest in us.
But I find it very interesting that we're always doing it for someone else as opposed to how it would make you feel to do it for you.
Well, of course it is. And I think that's the whole point, is that you get into this rut and you get out of the game and you forget how pretty you can look. You forget how good you can feel. in your own skin, and you just accept, well, I'm getting older, so what? And I think that when somebody, like I'll have a woman that hasn't done much with herself for a while, and she'll come in and she says, you know, I just need a pick-me-up. I need something. And afterwards, she gets, it's like getting back, like I say, getting back in the game. She goes, wow, I forgot how good I could look. I forgot how good I could feel when I walk down the street and or somebody gives me a compliment. So I think that before you do it for anybody else, of course you have to do it for yourself.
Yeah, but I tend to think maybe most people are always doing it for a result. You know, I've often had a conversation as opposed to, and I'll pose this question to you. Do mm-hmm. you dress because you feel a certain way, meaning you feel pretty, you feel sexy, you feel casual, or do you dress because you want to feel sexy, pretty?
Hmm. Good question. I dress the way I dress because it makes me feel good about myself. It makes me feel, yes, it makes me feel sexy. It makes me feel attractive. It makes me want to put my hair together, my makeup together, and walk down the street feeling confident and good about myself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't know, this is a big, I have this, not argument, but conversation with a lot of people because I like to, and I guess now it's called dress up more, but when I go out, I like to dress up because I know as I age, you know, gravity will hit, things will fall.
Right.
You know, and I have to appreciate what I have now and celebrate myself. I want to celebrate myself.
You know, it actually saddens me, you know, my husband and I travel a lot, and we'll go to different cities where people used to really actually dress up more, New York and Paris, and you see everybody, just like you said, are in jeans and a T-shirt and really not taking that much care with themselves. And really, I'm with you. I love to dress up. I would love to be able to go to a restaurant and not feel foolish because I'm dressed and everybody else looks like they just, you know, threw on whatever they were wearing earlier in the day.
But you know what? I don't care. I dress because of what we were talking about, of how it mm-hmm. makes me feel. And I know when you dress and you're there's pride in how you look, people treat you differently.
They've done studies on that, that people that that really take care of themselves and groom themselves and dress well generally have better jobs, make more money.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't really know. We could talk about this particular subject for hours,
right,
about what happened in society to kind of make this shift. And I mean, there are still people that do dress up. And when you see an attractive woman who is dressed to the nines, I mean, that just reeks sexy. And the same for a man who knows how to put himself together.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that what happens is that people don't realize that, and I think the magazines are trying more and more to show you, that you can dress wonderfully without having to spend a lot of money. And you can put yourself together and look like $1 million and you really haven't spent that much because all of the designers have second lines and third lines, and you can go to some of the best inexpensive companies and find fantastic items now that make you look and feel great.
True, but everybody seems to be wearing that, you know, that the same, I don't know if really cost has anything to do with it. It's just people giving some forethought into what they want to wear.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the same thing. It's the same thing with makeup. It's kind of like, oh well, I'm wearing jeans and a T-shirt, so why should I bother? I'll just throw on a lip gloss, you know, clear lip gloss, and call it a day.
Yeah. So tell me, what is the difference between the 5-minute makeup and the half hour makeup?
Well, first of all, I say half hour makeup. Anybody that's spending a half hour on their makeup is really actually spending too much time.
That person really needs your services, Bobby.
Yeah, really, really. Because they're not putting makeup on. They're painting a face. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to blank out your face and paint on a new one. So a five-minute makeup for a woman who I say who don't want to spend the time or have kids and are running and carpooling and all of that kind of thing, the main thing I tell them is put something on that has an SPF 20. The best bet is like a mineral tint because it kind of evens out your complexion, and at the same time you're getting an SPF. So it's like killing two birds with one stone. Doesn't require any talent. You throw it on with your fingers. And then you put on a blush, and you can either use a cream blush that turns to like a soft powder, or, and if you don't really want to put anything of any consequence on your eyes, take your blush and blend it onto your eyelids so you have like an all-over color. Curl your eyelashes, put some mascara on, put on a lip gloss, and you're ready to go. Do your eyebrows. Main thing, if your eyebrows are groomed, you've got half of your face done, because eyebrows have so much to do with how you frame your eyes and your face. And so I would say that's one of the most important things. But that's pretty much a five-minute makeup.
And
then
you
I would
know that,
say,
'cause you're voted best. You're the best brow girl. You've got signature brows.
Yeah, I. You know, my hands are going to fall off one of these days because I only tweeze. You know, there's a lot of places around who wax.
Right.
I have an issue with that because I find that places that wax generally create thinner and thinner eyebrows over time, and I'm really into a full eyebrow for a lot of reasons, but the main one is because it's more youthful. And if you'll notice, when you're a young girl, you have nice full eyebrows, and as you get older, you see women making them thinner and thinner, and they don't always grow back. So I'm very cautious about that. That's why I tweeze, because I can be very precise about how you do it.
Mm-hmm. And then your other, on the flip side of the five-minute makeup would be what, a 15-minute makeup maybe?
I would say 15 to 20. A lot of times the amount of time has to do with how much time you're willing to spend putting on your mascara, because I'm really a proponent of curling your lashes and putting mascara on, because that is one thing, even as we age and our eyes start to droop a little bit, when you do that, it opens up your eyes and it makes them look twice as big. So that's where I would spend my time. But yes, as you get older, there are certain things you want to use, and they should be more light reflective things. People who are younger don't need to necessarily do those things, but the idea is that you want to cover anything that you don't want to see, but it doesn't mean you have to use a heavy makeup. A lot of times I'll put a mineral tint on and then just use a concealer just where I find that I need it, where you have a pimple, where you have a little red mark, where you have a little brown spot. Those are the areas. And after that, it's a question of putting some eyeshadow on, and the eyeshadow can be very simple. It's not complicated. This is not brain surgery, and a lot of people feel it is, and they get scared. And as I've said to millions of women, it's makeup. It comes off. You can soften it. It's not like a haircut where you're left with three hairs and you go, oh, my God, what do I do? It's makeup. So an eyeliner, there's way many ways of putting an eyeliner on and getting a look that you want. There's a pencil that I have. I call it the pencil for dummies because it has a blender on the other end. It's kind of like an eraser, so if you make a mistake, you can kind of blend it away. And then, you know, a nice blush or a bronzer, and creating a nice mouth, using the outside of your lip line so that you get the fullness that you want, so you don't have to go have injections and, you know, look like a trout lip. And that's kind of how it's looking these days, fish lips. And that's pretty much it, and you should be able to do that. And one of the things that I tell women is when you're going out, you don't have to take everything off and start over again to go out in the evening. You just have to intensify what you have, because the lighting in the evening is softer, and so the makeup that you've put on for during the day is going to look like nothing in a restaurant lighting. So intensifying it, not being afraid, intensifying everything will make it look like how it looks during the day, only in the restaurant lighting.
Well, and you know, people can come to you and you can give them a lesson, and you chart out how to apply what colors where, and they can take that with them, and so that they can do it for themselves. So it's very
right.
Simple.
It's kind of like a paint by numbers, and it makes it very simple. And we actually make people come back after they've worked on their faces for a while and show us what they're doing so that we can help them. Because, you know, what's the sense of having a makeup lesson, learning it all, and then not being able to continue doing what you've been taught and doing it properly? So we work with you to make sure that you get it.
Well, that's great. And I know you have your own line of products called Makeup Bobby Joy. And you have such great, I know your lip glosses are so delicious. I mean, you can actually eat some of them.
Well, I wouldn't suggest eating them. However, we make all our own lip glosses, and we make almost all of our lipsticks. We actually create the recipes, and we make the texture that we want for that particular color. And then we scent them with chocolate, cappuccino, creme brulee, hazelnut, and mint. That's why you think you want to eat it, because they smell like you just want to eat them. And we have all different kinds, from sheer to highly frosted to lipsticks that are more of a matte. Not too many of those, because I find that they're very aging. When you get too matted, they're great for young women, but they're not so good for older women. And we teach you how to do your lips properly so that you get the proper color, too, which is something that women buy over and over again, the same lipstick, and it may not even be the right color for them. So
we really
try to help you.
Well, what I like about what you do as a makeup artist and what separates you from others is that you really look at the individual and say, okay, this is who you are, your skin tone, these are the colors that would be better for you, instead of putting, you know, the Farrah Fawcett look or a particular look on that same person.
Well, you know, when you go to the department stores or you look in the magazines, you know, they say yellow is the new color for spring. And so, therefore, you need bright orange and bright turquoise blue. And the fact of the matter is no one looks good in that except a model in a magazine. And so it's the rare exception that I would ever sell something like that. I'm going to sell something to someone that looks good on them and that brings out the color of their eyes, helps them with their skin tone, and helps to give them some color so that they don't look washed out. And that doesn't always have to do with fashion.
But that's true, because you're looking at the individual person, and I think that's what matters. Not to say that what you have to offer is not fashionable, but it is. But
No, because we keep up with the trends, but there's
course.
A difference between keeping up with the trends and doing it in a way that, you know, that isn't going to scare somebody away when they see themselves. You know, that is something that you see for a model or on a runway or for somebody who's creating an editorial piece. But when you're dealing in real life, you have to deal with real life people in real life situations. So when somebody has a beautiful blue eye, you want to do everything you can to make people see their blue eye, not blue eye shadow. And so those are things that we teach you, like the opposite on the color wheel from blue is orange. So anything that's in the peachy, coppery, rusty kind of tones is going to make your eye pop out blue. And so those, I'm more concerned with that and seeing a beautiful blue eye than I am seeing the color blue on your eyelid that's the hot color for spring.
Well, you know, that blue color that it evokes in me a color for an older woman, like a grandmother, you know, of a certain age.
Yes.
And so,
but they don't even do that anymore. The modern older woman would never think about putting blue on her eyes.
I know. That color's probably at the Smithsonian Institute.
I think it was with my mother, who had one from Revlon that screwed up, and you just, it was a cream, and you just rubbed it all over your eye.
I know that color. I think I'll never ever forget that blue.
Uh-huh.
It's left its mark. And
well,
I know
it's kind of like, I'm sorry. It's kind of like when you do a face and you put blue on the eyes, pink on the cheeks, and red on the lips, and it's very clown looking when you choose a whole bunch of different colors that aren't in the same color palette and put them on somebody's face. Whereas if you take and you use all, you know, like plums or whatever, then it makes a very natural look.
But how would you assist someone who says, look, Bobby, I like blue eyeshadow, and I want blue eyeshadow on my eyes. I read it in, you know, such and such a magazine, and it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, a lot of it would have to do with their age and how they dress and, you know, what kind of a lifestyle they have. I mean, you know, a young woman who says to me, you know, I want to do that, I'll show her how to do it, and I'll show her how to do it the best possible way. And as you get older, I'll show you different ways, and maybe by the time we get to a little bit, you know, a little bit older, it's going to be like a blue-gray. It's going to be like a blue-gray smoky
eye. I know,
you know?
Managed to get your say in there somehow. Now, please tell our listeners today where they can get in touch with you and how they can buy your products, et cetera.
Sure. First of all, my website is www.bobbyjoycosmetics.com, and that's B-O-B-B-E-J-O-Y, cosmetics.com. I have a toll-free number, which is 877-22-MAKEUP. And if you're local, it's 310-275-3505. I'm also on Facebook, and you can join my Facebook and be my friend. And if you've been to me and you want to make any lovely comments, you can go to City Search. We have a 5-star rating on City Search, which is great.
How
yeah.
Exciting. How
mm-hmm.
exciting. That's fabulous. And people can buy your products on your website, correct?
You can buy on website, or you can call and talk to a human. Either way.
Wow, isn't that wonderful?
What a concept.
What a concept to talk to a human being.
Actually,
know,
because a lot of times people have questions. You know, they're not sure about a color, or you know, they describe themselves, or maybe they even send me a picture. You know, and what would you do? And so then I can talk to them, and I can say, well, you know, looking at what I see, this is what I would recommend.
Well, that's great. It's a whole,
mm-hmm.
You know, technology can be helpful, but it's so nice to see the face close up and in person.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny. I'll have a lot of people that I've been in contact with, maybe because their sister comes to me, but they live in Boston. In fact, I had somebody actually today who came in that's from Boston. And she's here visiting, and she came in, and now I have all her information, and I have all her coloring in my computer system, so now if she calls or she wants to, you know, find out what to do, I've got it all in there, and I know exactly what to tell her, and then we mail it to her.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, that's
yeah,
that's
that
good.
Does, you know, technology does work.
It does. It is
mm-hmm.
it is a helpful tool, indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. Well, I can't believe this time has gone by.
Oh my gosh.
So fast. And I just feel more beautiful already. I don't know why. It's just you, Bobby. You add that other little sparkle to
well,
what
you are beautiful, Lauren.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I must confess that I have been at Bobby Joy and do really love what you do, and you do add that personal touch, and you make every woman feel beautiful.
Thank you.
And that's the key. So, again, you can reach the lovely Bobby Joy at bobbyjoycosmetics.com, B-O-B-B-E-J-O-Y, cosmetics, or dial toll-free 877-22-MAKEUP, or all you L.A. ladies, 310-275-3505. Bobby, thank you so much for joining me today. It was such a pleasure.
Oh, and thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right.
See you soon.
Please mm-hmm. join me next time for another wild and crazy journey in someone else's shoes, as my guest will be one of Hollywood's hottest young filmmakers, Garrett Goldenberg. This is Lauren Leibowitz, and thank you so much for joining me and listening to How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. We'll see you next time, and I look forward to helping you find comfort in your own shoes. I'm going to leave you with Donna Dewson and Old Devil Moon.
Look at you, and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching to me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the sky. It's that soul. You got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride.